to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Gee, what's with Mel today? He's really in a rotten mood.
Yeah, I know it. Ain't he something? He must have taken his nasty pills this morning.
Isn't it amazing how they have pills for everything these days?
Hey! Knock off the chatter and open up the diner.
All right. Yes, sir. You got it. Here it goes. Watch this.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hi, girl.
Morning. Hi.
Hey, what are you doing here this early?
My wife's out of town, so I'll be eating all my meals here at Mel's.
Oh. Well, we'll try to make you feel right at home.
Please don't.
You know, I think I know what it is with Mel. Remember he had to leave early yesterday because he had an appointment with his accountant? I bet he got hit with a big income tax.
No, I think it's because he had a date last night.
Why would having a date make him cranky?
You kidding? We're talking about Mel Sharples, the strikeout king.
Hey, why are you guys still gabbing?
Well, Mel, what do you want us to do? Tape our mouth shut.
Yeah.
Oh, forgiveness.
Mel, what is it with you this morning? You're not your usual crabby self. You're worse.
Really want to know?
Sure.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to tell you sooner or later. I met with my accountant yesterday.
Ah, see, I was right. And you got hit with a big income tax?
No, you were not right. And I did not get hit with a big income tax. I was hit with no income tax on account of there was no income. The diner lost money last year.
Shoot. Well, then I don't blame you for being such a grouch.
Thanks, Flo. My accountant tells me if I want to stay out of red this year, I have to lower the overhead. And how am I going to do that?
Well, you certainly can't cut down on the quality of the food.
Right. So there's only one thing I can do.
What's that, Mel?
I hate to be blunt about it, but I got to give one of you girls the sack.
Thanks for not being blunt about it.
Oh, crumbs.
Well, don't that uncurl the pig's tail.
Who's it going to be? Who goes?
Well, I haven't decided yet. But as of today, you're all on 2 weeks' notice. Well, for two of you, it isn't going to count.
So that's it? After all the four of us have meant to each other?
Oh, Alice, please, don't make it any harder on me than it already is.
Harder on you. Kiss my grits.
Mel, I didn't mean that.
Would you like to tell us, Mel, what you're going to base your decision on?
All I know is I see three waitresses standing here and hungry customers sitting out there. That doesn't make any of you look any too good.
Yeah, Mel, all right.
Okay, all right. Sorry to keep you waiting, Henry.
No problem. Who's in a hurry to eat Mel's cookie?
Thing is, Mel just laid some really bad news on us.
Oh?
Yeah, he says he's going to have to fire one of us.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. I hope it isn't you.
What a coincidence. Me too. All right, what's it going to be?
I guess I'll have the usual. Ordering anything new here makes me...
Nervous?
Nauseous.
Nauseous. Nauseous.
Vera! What is this? 4 1-minute eggs?
Oh, I meant 1 4-minute egg.
Nice going, Vera.
Uh-oh. Does that mean I get the sack?
If goofing an order was the reason, you would have been sacked a long time ago.
Phew, that was close.
This is awful. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to feel like we're on trial, wondering which one of us gets the axe.
Yeah, I feel just like a turkey 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
What is it with you guys? Every time I turn my back, you three are in a huddle. What are you, tied together by your apron strings? Get to work.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Watch.
How you doing there, Henry?
I can't complain.
Well, if you can't find nothing to complain about here, you just ain't trying.
Alice told me things weren't going well.
Yeah.
Look, if one of you needs a job... I installed phones at a new sandwich shop on North 7th, and they're looking for a waitress.
Oh, Henry, you can't pick up no tips at a sandwich shop. How much are they paying?
The man said $4 an hour.
$4 an hour? Henry, can you keep a secret?
If I couldn't, I would never have been able to take my last three vacations without my wife.
Listen, Henry, why don't you and I keep this job at the sandwich shop our little secret?
Whatever turns you on.
Thanks, Henry.
Oh, Flo, there's something you ought to know. That's okay, ignore me, I'm used to it. I like you.
Here you go, Henry.
What?
Vera. Now listen, I've been thinking. Now Alice Mel can't fire you because there's Tommy. You have a dependent. And Vera, he can't fire you because you are a dependent. But now old Florence Jean Castleberry's been taking care of herself for a lot of years and she always lands butter side up. So I'm just gonna march right in there to Mel and tell him that I quit.
You are certainly not gonna do that. We can't let you.
We can't?
Certainly not.
Oh, foodle.
Vera, we're all in this together now. We can't let one of us take the burden on for the other two.
What is it with you clowns? You got Magnus in your pantyhose?
It almost looks good enough to eat.
You know, Henry, it's in times of adversity that you find out who your real friends are.
I thought it was at Christmas.
You know what Flo said she was going to do? She said she was going to quit so that Vera and I wouldn't get the axe.
You mean she's going to take the job at the sandwich shop?
Uh-oh. What job at what sandwich shop?
The waitress job that pays $4 an hour.
The waitress job that pays $4 an hour?
Yeah? What waitress job that pays $4 an hour?
Tattletale, tattletale, hang your britches on a nail.
Well, I heard about that job, but I hadn't decided if I was going to take it or not. $4 an hour?
Well, $4 an hour?
All right, we're all in this together, right?
Right.
Right. Right. We're going to draw straws to see who gets that job. Hold these.
I want to get
involved. Hold them!
You're a lot like my wife, Chloe.
Now, the object of this is that the person who draws the longest straw is the one who gets that job. Is that agreed? That's fair, okay? Right, draw.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe, my mother told
me. Vera! Flo?
Choose.
Thanks. Well, Vera wins.
Oh, shoot. I won. Oh, I'm really going to miss you guys.
Sure, we're going to miss you too. I mean, but gee, $4 an hour, that's sensational money, huh? Can't imagine why a place would pay a waitress $4 an hour.
The man said a lot of waitresses object to working in a topless sandwich shop.
Topless?
That's what I tried to tell you before.
You mean the sandwiches don't have tops?
No, the waitresses.
Good grief. Well, I guess you weeny meeny when you shoulda miny mo. What are you doing, Vera?
Waxing the floor.
You've never done that before.
Just seemed like a good idea.
Pretty sneaky of you, Vera, buttering Mel up with wax.
I'm gonna do a little waxing myself.
I'm gonna help her.
All right. Gangway! Clear the deck! Who waxed this floor?
They did!
What are you doing back here when the customers are out there?
Sorry.
Wait a second. Here, Mel. Mel, here's one that didn't break.
Yeah, here's another good one.
Ouch!
Towel.
Ouch!
Now, Mel, don't you worry. In 5 minutes, I'll have this floor cleaner than Pat Boone.
I thought it was going to be hard to figure out who I am going to fire. It's going to be hard to find out who I'm going to keep.
Tuna salad sandwich on rye. Hold the rye.
What?
The customer just wanted a tuna salad, but it's not on the menu.
Good, Vera.
Mel, I just love the way you dress.
What kind of a crack is that?
I mean it. Just look at you, white hat, white t-shirt, white pants. You're always color coordinated.
What are you and Vera being so chummy about?
We were swapping fashion tips.
Well, aren't we bending males ear?
What is that supposed to mean?
What is that supposed to mean? As if margarine wouldn't melt in your mail.
Are you two talking behind my back?
Yes. And we're not making any sense, you know that? You know what we're doing here? We're undercutting each other over a lousy job.
It's better than working topless.
Now, let's make a pact, all right? No more undermining each other.
Right. But now none of us gets mail alone and works on his sympathy.
Absolutely.
Right on.
All for one, and one for all.
Just like the three little pigs.
I wonder which one of us the big bad wolf is gonna sink his teeth into.
What do you want?
That's a very nice welcome, Mel.
I just poured beer in my ear.
I hate to ask you where you put your cheese dip.
Well, what do you want, anyway?
Nice place you got, Mel.
Thanks.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, I fell asleep in front of the TV. I had the weirdest dream. It was Flo and you and Vera and I. And we were shipwrecked on this raft. And there wasn't enough food to go around. So I had to push one of you overboard.
So, which one did you push?
I couldn't decide. So I pushed all three of you.
I suppose you're wondering why I came over here like this.
I know why you came over here. I'm not at all surprised. You're going to be throwing yourself at me in order to save your job.
Oh, my God, no. I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Okay, so I'm not your type. Why did you come over here?
Because I think I have a solution for your problem that you wouldn't have to fire anybody. Could I sit down, Mel?
Yeah, there's a chair over here somewhere. Sit.
Thanks. Mel, isn't it... If you were looking for this, I found it.
Lettuce is wilted.
Now, isn't it true that if business picked up, you wouldn't have to fire anybody?
Yeah.
Mel, picture a sidewalk cafe. Red checkered tablecloths, red and white striped umbrellas, little flowers on the table, an accordion player strolling around. Alouette gentil, alouette. Alouette gentil, plumeré.
And where is this alouette, Johnny Alouette, gonna happen?
Right in front of the diner.
In front of the diner?
Oui, oui.
In 5 minutes, the accordion player would drop dead from the truck fumes.
Well, I'm telling you, it could be the hottest thing in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, especially in the summertime when it's 130 in the shade.
Okay, I got another one. I got a million of them.
No, Alice. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but none of your ideas are going to work.
Come on.
And I got to get up early in the morning.
Now, please listen to this. Just hear me out. This is a doozy, this one. Listen. Switch to all Mexican cooking and call it Taco Mills.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Mel.
Who's there?
It's me, Flo.
Jesus, Flo. I don't want her to know I'm here.
Well, no, we're not doing anything.
No. She'll never believe that I came over to give you a business suggestion.
Open up, Mayo!
Oh, you might be right. I don't want Flo to get teed off at me just in case she isn't the one I'm going to fire. In the closet.
In the closet?
Go in the closet.
Jeez. Never done this in my life.
Get in there. Is this a raid?
I'm looking for Alice.
What would a sweet little girl like Alice be doing in my apartment?
I phoned her house and Tommy told me she was over here talking to you about something important.
Oh, yeah? Well, look around. Do you see her?
No, all I see is an indoor hog waller.
So my maid didn't come in today.
I bet Alice is hiding in that closet.
You stay away from that closet. It's locked.
What you got in there that's so valuable to your secret recipe for grease?
Be careful, Flo. I still haven't decided on which girl I'm going to give the old heave-ho.
All right, Mel, I'm just kidding. Now, don't get your dander up. Are you willing to swear that Alice is not here trying to talk you into keeping her?
Alice isn't here trying to talk me into keeping her. I swear it. On a six-pack.
Well, as long as your hand's there, toss me one.
There.
You know, Mel, we've been more to each other than boss and employee.
Yeah.
You remember that weekend in Tucson?
Boy, do I.
I'll never forget it.
Neither will I. The last 3 seconds, the Wildcats fumble on the goal line.
But you didn't, Mel. How about an instant replay?
How about a penalty for playing dirty?
I thought that'd bring you out.
Some low trick getting Mel drunk so he'll think you're attractive.
Well, what were you doing in that closet trying to steal his grease recipe?
I came here on business.
Monkey business?
Well, at least I wasn't trying to make a cheap play for Mel.
I wasn't making no play for Mel.
Oh, I certainly wasn't either.
Finally got two girls fighting over me, and it's for the wrong reason.
Expecting somebody?
I wasn't expecting you to. Who is it?
It's Vera.
Vera, what's she doing here?
Why should she be different?
She can't find us, can you?
She'll never understand.
Oh. Hello, Mel.
It's none of your business why that closet is locked. I suppose you're looking for Flo and Alice. Well, come on in. Take a look. Take a look.
Actually, I was hoping they weren't here because I came over to talk about them.
Oh, Vera, I'm surprised you come in here to knock your fellow human being. And you, a mother of a little hamster and two darling goldfish.
I didn't come to knock. I came to help.
Well, there's nothing you can do to help. I've got to make this decision myself. It's lonely at the top.
The top of what?
The top of old Smokey. Now, you let me worry about it.
Oh, Mel, that's why I came over. You don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm quitting.
Quitting?
Yeah.
Vera, you can't afford to quit on what I pay you.
Well, yes, I can. I owe it all to Santa Claus.
You still believe in Santa Claus?
I'm not saying. Anyway, 9 years ago, I started this Christmas Club savings account. I've never spent a cent of it.
How can that be?
Well, every December, I go to the bank to draw my money out, and I see the sign, and it says, start saving early for next year. So I put my money right back in.
Vera. Vera, you can't quit. I might just want to borrow money from you someday.
Mel, I have to quit because I have something to live on. But Alice has a child to support. Oh, and Flo's too old to start looking for another job.
Too old! That's a key thing to say about somebody you work with.
Oh, I'm not working with you anymore. I just quit. Hey! What are you doing here anyway?
Huh? Well, I came to catch Alice.
Alice?
Hi. Vera, what you just did, it was the sweetest, dearest,
and the dumbest thing I've ever done. You just forget what I said. I'm still working for you. Cancel my quit.
Now, Vera.
Don't you now, Vera, me. You sneak in friends' clothing. Shame.
Vera, I came here on legitimate business. Flo was the one who was doing the hanky-panky.
Then, to you too.
I was not in. Stop scraping and bony little fingers together.
Just a minute, my fingers are...
On and on and on and on that. I've just come to a decision. I can't go through another night like this.
Neither can I. There's more peace at the unemployment line.
Everybody sit down. Sit! Vera.
I knew it was going to be me. I just was dumb enough to come over here and say I'd quit, not knowing that my two best friends were stabbing me in the back right under my nose.
No, you dingy chick. Flo.
You can't fire me after I gave you the best weekend of your life.
No, Flo, I'm not going to let you go.
Well, I guess the last girl to get hired is the one to go. Well, that's okay. I understand. Congratulations, Flo. Vera?
No, Alice. I am not going to fire you either.
But your accountant said that you had to cut down expenses by firing somebody.
That's right.
Well, then who are you going to fire?
My accountant.